Hello there, everybody. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. You are here with Miss Curious Lady Live. It's been too long, way too long. I'm going to have to tell you something. I am more than honored to tell you that I have in the building, well, actually, give me a minute because I got to do it from all ways and all of that. Let's see. Are you going to do it like this? And as I was saying before, my little other mic here. As I was saying here before, this is the Mr. Q Late Show, WMCL, from Toledo, Ohio, the 419. And guess who y'all seen? Guess who it is? Who is it? All the way in the 419.
Yes.
You have been gone quite a while, and now I'm missing y'all. But I wanted to make sure that I came correct. I'm trying to come more correct. But anyway.
All right.
But we have, again, the Sarasota and Billion Reality TV star. Let's see.
Making the band.
We're going to be talking about the Queen Latifah Association.
From the bottom up.
Yes.
DEP, y'all.
Yes.
January 16th at 10 p.m.
You heard that. January
16th.
Next month.
That's right. 10 p.m. DEP. From the bottom up.
Right. Eastern Standard Time.
That's right.
Correspond that with your time zone.
Please do. You ain't going to want to miss this. I'm telling you.
No.
This is real life. This is the real deal. Ain't no scripted show. You know, I mean, we ain't smacking and pulling weeds out either, but it's some real life story.
It's a for real, for real.
Yeah. Every night.
Right, right. That's definitely for real, for real. And let me start off by saying this. Again, welcome to Toledo.
I'm loving it. Like, for real, I love the Midwest anyway.
Okay.
You know, it's getting real cold and
mm-hmm.
all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'm Midwest all day. I'm from Michigan and everything. So, I mean,
okay.
For one, I love Ohio. You guys are like, I love the love. Since I've been here, it ain't been nothing but love and just, I feel the warm welcome and I'm loving
right.
this.
Were you ever told that one of our models here in Toledo, or even Ohio, is the heart of it all? Because whatever we do with heart.
Well, that's the real model, and that's the truth, because y'all got heart out here. I have been, like, just the warm welcome, I'm telling you. It just makes me, like, warm, even in the cold Midwest.
Right. You want to make sure you care
yeah.
for Definitely. Okay, for, I don't know who doesn't know, but in case there are some who don't know, Miss Sarasota is.
I am formerly from Making the Band on MTV. It was Making the Band 2. And I was in the group called The Band. D-A-B-A-N-D. I mean, we did really well. Three
the Band.
Long.
Yep, The Band.
And Bab, Chopper, Ness, Dylon, Fred, and me.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it was a long show. I mean, 2 years we were signed to Puff, and we made history with the show. And had a lot of fun walking to Brooklyn for cheesecake, all the crazy stuff. It was still fun. I don't care. I still love
mm-hmm.
it. You know, I would do it all over again. But, yeah, and so now I'm coming out with my solo stuff. I have a new single called Sneak Peek. I even put Babs on it. So
all right.
That right there is on iTunes. So y'all go download it. It's one of those club bangers. Everybody will dance to it. I'm telling you.
All right.
It. But, and then not to mention the new show that I have called From Bottom Up, and Queen Latifah and Nikki Gilbert are producers. So, I mean, God is blessed. That's all I can say.
And that is wonderful. Now, there was a little in-between time between Diddy and
From the Bottom Up.
Correct. Now, we're keeping a positive on this few days.
I love that.
So, as far as anything else outside of that, that.
Right.
We need that. We just need all the positives that happen, because even though sometimes negative happens in our lives, there's always some positive ingredients that come
throughout. That's right. Let me tell you, out of the negative came the positive.
Okay.
So out of the negative, I ended up getting a show, you know, and being just blessed and becoming more wise. Mm-hmm. You know, I gained a lot of wisdom during these years. Okay. You know, but the positive stuff, I mean, I raised my children. I went back home to make sure that my kids were good. And, you know, mm-hmm. from 2 years of not really seeing them back and forth, I mean, to, you know, now I'm home again.
Right.
I was loving that. So I even went back and just worked on my stuff. Like, I went and got my aesthetics degree.
Mm-hmm.
So I can do skincare and makeup and all that.
Okay,
I will have that makeup line for y'all ladies and the fellas. I'm going to get y'all skin right, too. I have that skincare line. So everybody's going to be in with this.
Right, right. So. Now, I don't know if anybody else has heard this, but as far as her upcoming skincare line, in case anybody's wondering where they first heard it, they first heard it on Miss Mutilate.
Miss Mutilate Show.
Just to let you know.
It's exclusive. She got it first.
Yes. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yes.
And also let you know, this is a little different because I have something called, like, a Diva's Night. And it's kind of Ladies Night.
I love it.
And then there's Gentlemen's Night. Not what you think it is. Let's keep it going. Gentlemen's Night is similar to Ladies Night because Diva's Night, an independent artist or a male guest comes and serenades ladies. Gentlemen's Night, a lady, entertainer, celebrity, indie artist comes and serenades the gentleman.
I love that.
And I'm doing a special for the first time in a long time, but first time of this magnitude, this dimension. It is a combined two-night Diva's Gentlemen's Night.
I love it. I love it. Definitely.
Yes,
definitely.
When you're in the band, a lot of nuggets you learn, did you apply to your project?
Oh, yes. I mean, being with him, he's like one of the best teachers in this industry.
Okay.
Because, I mean, he has been there, done that. He's worked his way, you know, to the top. And he's been, you know, had probably his ups and downs and been through, so he kept it moving. And just, I just feel like his work ethic and his grind, you know, and just his determination to never give up no matter what.
Okay.
That's what I love about him. And I took that and I said, no matter what you're going through, it ain't over, you know, unless you want it to be over, honestly.
Okay.
You know, because even like you said, out of a negative, positive outcome, how are you going to look at the situation?
Yeah,
you can stay down and be done, or are you going to get up? Are you going to be wiser and move on in life? What not to do it?
Yeah, we down in the bathroom.
Yeah,
in case anybody's wondering.
Yeah. Y'all want this little
Sorry, Oh, yes. This new lady can't get fully out yet.
Oh, shoot.
Not yet.
You know, y'all. She's
yes, I mean. Okay, let me get to this one. Very easy. But before that, we're going to go for it. What's coming up?
What's coming up? From the bottom up?
Yes.
Is airing January 16th at 10 p.m. on BET. And big up to all my cast members, Christine Beattie, Kim Smedley, Crystal Wilson, and Stacey J. I was almost said John. Don't kill me, Stacey. But yeah,
please don't.
Five women that are on the show with me, and they've all been through it.
Right. Because she got new family in Toledo, Ohio.
That's right. Yeah.
And if anything happens, we find out.
Y'all better run. From the bottom, look, up to the bottom. No.
Right.
But yeah, and also my single is out. And allow me to get back. It's not my single, but we're going to be playing that again too in a minute.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's called Sneak Peek, and it is on iTunes. And, you know, go get that. I'm telling you, it's real hot. You know, it's one of those pub joints, but it's got that sexy Sarah, you know, Sarah Soaps up in it. So, you know, and Babs is on it too. So,
yeah, Mr. Beale gave her two
sexes. Let me cover that up.
Yeah, I know.
It's cold in the Midwest.
Right, it is. It's cold out in the Midwest. Okay, need to ask this one quick computer question. From anything computer technology-wise you were exposed when you were with the band compared to now, and I know there have been a lot of changes.
Oh, yeah.
Has it helped? Have there been some challenges for it?
Well, honestly, I feel like the social media thing is the biggest. Because back then, we didn't have Instagram and Twitter and, you know, our own YouTube account and all that stuff.
Exactly.
So we couldn't really promote ourselves like how they can nowadays. I mean, you can promote yourself all day, every day on your own stuff, and then you're getting all these followers, and everybody's seeing what you're doing. So it's really almost like you don't really need the big record company, the big machine to promote you and market you and all that, because you can do that yourself. Well, sorry. I'm just telling that girl. Talking for real. I mean, I wish we did have that stuff back in the day. I mean, it might have, you know, possibly, you know, got some adventures for me. So just being out there.
You're right. Exactly.
Yeah, now my kids are teaching me about this Instagram and all that. But, yes, let me tell you my Instagram stuff. It's Sarah_Stokes for my Instagram, SexySarahStokes for my Twitter, and Sarah.Stokes.330 for my Facebook. And then also go on my YouTube channel and all that, just Sarah Stokes.
Okay, exactly. Now, any place else they can find you besides Instagram and Twitter and...
Any what? Say again?
Any place else they can find you...
Oh, From the Bottom Up?
Yes.
January 16th at 10 p.m. on BET. Y'all better watch it. I'm telling you, you're not going to want to miss it. It's some big stuff.
Oh, definitely. Ooh, Queen Latifah. How that come about? We can't forget to mention her.
Oh, yeah. Queen Latifah, Nikki Gilbert, big up to them. Nikki Gilbert is really, I've worked with her in the years past.
Yes.
And she's just been a great person. You know, I've always just loved her. And then she just thought about me. You know, she knew at the time she was going through.
Okay.
And then she also, I was going through at the time, too.
Okay.
So she created the show that was real. You know, like for women that have been through from at the bottom, had everything and lost it all.
Right.
And now they're rebuilding their lives. So they do something, you know, lost families, whatever, and now they're trying to get back basically on their game.
Right.
And so she created the show, and like, there, you'd be perfect.
Okay.
And the rest was history.
Okay. All right. Definitely. Make sure. January 16th
at 10 p.m.
2016.
That's right. From the Bottom Up.
From the Bottom Up.
BET. Family, y'all ain't gonna wanna miss it.
No, you don't. No, you don't. Check local listing according to your time zone.
That's right.
So if you're Central Standard, Mountain, Pacific, I can't get past Pacific because it gets confused.
I know, I'm like, huh? You might
right.
help me.
Right, right, exactly. But your time zone corresponds with that.
That's right.
Okay? All right. And Miss Sarah Stokes, if you didn't get your tickets yet, what's wrong with you? Get your tickets.
Better get some dang tickets.
Right.
Come on, come check me out.
Right. Definitely.
You know, I'm taking you back down memory lane, singing the band stuff. And I'm singing my new single and my new stuff.
Yes.
Awesome. Mommy Indoor Theater.
Yes.
And that is tomorrow.
Yes.
So get your tickets, Howard Jewett. It's headlining the show, but I'm about to be on that mug giving the sexy all day long.
Oh,
so come check me out.
The grown and sexy.
Grown and sexy.
The grown
and
sexy. It's not for just that.
It's the grown.
This is the grown aspect.
That's right. You got to add another word on that.
Yeah. Because if you're not on the grown side, if you want to get educated, we understand.
But, okay. I can see that.
Right. Got to know how it's done. And she's amongst legends. That's the TV legend herself. She's also amongst part of the legend.
Yes.
Who we have to keep alive and respect and keep playing.
That's right.
Make sure you play her music. Do not leave her behind.
I love y'all out there. And you know what? For everybody, all my fans that were holding me down when I was going through, you know, it really meant a lot to me just to hear that kind word and just, you know, to hear that y'all out there rooting for me and want to see me, want me to come back out, want to hear some new music. So big ups to all my fans and my family out there. I appreciate y'all for holding me down. This is for y'all.
Definitely, definitely. Missy Pugh, ladies. It's Miss Sarah Stokes. December 19th. Mommy Theater. Get your tickets.
Get your tickets.
It
now.
Will be sold out. You don't want to miss it.
You want me standing in the back? I mean, at least you're there, though. Come on, too. Get a two step while you at it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Miss Computer Lady out.
Computer Lady.
Got to do my too.
We about to go back in this party right
now. Right.
Oh, they open the door.
Yeah. We told you we're standing out here. Bye-bye. Replays of this are going to be available. Don't worry. Replays of this will be available. More interviews. Keep tuned to Miss Peter Lady Show, WMCL.
She got it on lock, y'all. I'm telling y'all now. She got the exclusive.
I have to.
And she's a lovely lady. I love her.
Oh, thank you. I love you, too. Nothing but love. Nothing but love. Nothing but love. Nothing but love. Enjoy too much. Wait a minute. Again, bye-bye, y'all. Love it. All right. Blog Talk Radio, don't worry.